From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Mind to Take by Dara Joy. Now let's begin with Mind to Take. Prologue. There are those who say that of all the mysteries in the universe, it is power which is most curious. Is it force, or is it ability? Is it illusion, or is it a reflection of nature? Is it seized, or is it bestowed? Birthright or destiny? Or perhaps its elusive essence rises from other sources, nebulous and arcane. Over time, numerous sages have inquired into the esoteric nature of power, for by its essence, it is a catalyst of forces, nations, and beings. It can enslave and it can liberate. It can come from darkness and from light. And by either its presence or its absence, it rules us all. There are those who spend their entire existence seeking it, while there are others to whom it simply comes. Those few who understand and respect its nature, never questioning its presence, become its source. For what is known positively about power is that it writes history, and the pages of its story, for good or ill, are written by the hand that wields it best. Thus say the mystics of the Charl. Chapter 1. He was an absolutely stunning creature. The observer peered through the tiny viewing aperture at the delicious male specimen chained to the wall. He was uniquely beautiful, in every way. Like all familiars, he walked in two forms, that of man and cat. In their human form, familiars often had a tendency to be mysterious.